Ben aldım bazım dinledi ince varlacım bayan da bazım ezan yapan cevazı yaptım. Ağrı bana zor zaman da olacağım. Acı dedim bacı gondur helal ol. Adam dinle yaptım bazen geçimden de acı daları da yap. Acı bacın yerine doğrusu. Lama aldım bazım dinledi ince varlacım bayan da bazım ezan yapan cevazı yaptım. Ağrı bana zor zaman Yavaşça bazı denken bacı öndü engalı ödü varlasa minnen yedim basın kesinden de alaca zarladı da yıldır çıkmasın cennet olur. Lama aldım başımden de deyince bağlıcım bayan davamlı resmen yapan yavaşça geldi bazı barıncı zaten bana olacağım bazı denken bak. Ki öndü engalı ödü varlasa minnen yedim basın kesinden de alaca zarladı da yıldır çıkmasın cennet olur. Lama aldım başımden de deyince bağlıcım bayan davamlı resmen yapan. Rıbada çırpıyor da bana var ya bence de indim acı öldü ya vallahi de vallahi da minden yurdum basın gözünden de alası zorları da yürü çıkmasın celal olsun. Kansa kaymen çoğu açıdan saçın değil o kumbadın boynuna yeşilinde nasıl zeka var diyor lan sakal umda kuna çıldırır zamanı. Namda kuna çıldırır zamanı şeker düz sigerlum bora çabacı desin Allah'ım ya bu kumbasın ne diyor lan sakal. İslam da var mı? Da verir. Da da var. Yol açar. Duma dönerce basa basmaz. Yemek edin. Yol açar. Yemek edin. Yol açar. Yemek edin. Yol açar. Bu da çeçeden batan çeçeyim. Yatın babasında indi. İnga da yetişin. Yol açar. Tabi en dolayı da var. Dikir. Mesela böçü. Böçü. Böçü. Yol açar. Tüne düğe lan ya. Dela batan. Ardın için. Yatın. Ben de gidiyorum. Esnuna da da okuyacağım. Kıbacı yemeyeceksin, kıbap uzun tomacarın, yasın edin, yasın gerten bayın kamarırım. Mertime sıvı çıvadan ulan, yasın umda da da. Sın naman diyerin cesi bayın kıbapın için diye dedim, ne kadar anlata çıvaladı ve sivyasa ben dolan dolan şu. So before taking the refuge. So normally, like this, one thing is we have to understand you know, why we have to reach to build Dhamma Sangha, all three, why there's the three, and then, you see, like that, and then recognition of what samsara is, unmistakable understanding of the samsara, from where we have to be free. So just to be free from, you see, from the lower realm, you know, hell and the hungry ghost, you know, preta and the animal. You see, just to be free from lower realm, you know, does need all three. Just taking at that time, if we're able to remember Buddha, if we're able to remember Buddha, even that alone, you know, saves, you know, that protects, you know. Even that alone is it protects from the rebirth of the lower realm. If everyone is able to remember, you see Buddha at the time of death, if the last thought of that is that thought of Buddha, then even that is it say saved from the lower realm. Just even Dharma, you see, for example, you know, at the time of death, even just the thought of Dharma, like for example, you see, mantra, you know, even just remember the mantra, you know, or for example, essence of wisdom, Harsutra, just even a text, you see, mantra or the Harsutra, or something even remembers that. Time of death. When one dies, you see, if one dies with a thought, even that helps, you see, to not be born in the lower realm. For example, you see, there have been a lot of experiences that somehow say one. Recently, I think even I met somebody who saw hell.
uh,
I forgot the name first. Another Western person can control. The minister is like this. So this, I think I remember. One night, she somehow had a vision of hell, and then all this, as explained in teachings, you know, those salt, I think of, he was going through these things, and then he remembered the text that was he was reading, you know, one of the, I don't know what it was, the prayer that was doing. He remembered that suddenly, and then he saw the text, something, you know, something. Then when he remembered the text, then the vision stopped. The reason that somebody told me, though, I think it's quite a number of people have this instance, they have experience that, you know, kind of a, one Giddhis Sharambhase. You met Giddhis Sharambhase? Giddhis Sharambhase. Rinpoche was here in London. So Rinpoche is, not himself, but there's another Lama, one very high Lama, Amdo. So he has one attendant. One attendant who looks after him. So this attendant, the manager of this Lama, who takes care of the, you know, the looks after Lama, the Lama's material or things, you see. So this attendant, one night, one day, he had experience with hell. That, you know, he saw the, you know, whole ground filled with salt, you know, and wherever he stepped, wherever he put his feet in, cut, and so he, and full of fire and things like that. So he used to recite Diamond Sutra, this, you know, he used to recite Diamond Sutra. It's like essence of wisdom, you know, emptiness. But much more longer. So because he used to recite this every day, so then suddenly, you know, when he was going through this, all this very, very heavy experience, you know, like it explained in the Lambrin teachings, then this, then the text, you know, then he remembered this, what he used to recite, then the text appeared, you know, and then the whole experience stopped, you know, at that so then because I have really seen the hell, then for many months, you know, he couldn't stop praying, he couldn't stop his reciting mantra, because he was very heavy experience, no break, there's no break, you know, it's just constantly, couldn't help or what is it, constantly, see, there's no break, you're constantly reciting, you know, wherever he goes, so, you know, you see, Rinpoche told me this guru, and this this manager is one incarnate lama, one high incarnate lama from Amdo. This manager is his manager, but the Giddhis Rinpoche is there. It's like a not actual teacher. Sensual means kind of like a teacher, you know? Not actual teacher, but helping in the education, yeah. Helping in the education. Substitute of teacher. So many Ahai Lamas, like Sumedha Lama, before it becomes the you know, Geshe, you see, the examination. Then besides tutors, Sumedha has also this, you know, some learned, very learned Geshe myself. Pick up, you see, choose to help in education, you see. A place of, not actually a guru, but a place of guru, like that. So Rinpoche told me, he told me about the experience of this manager. You know. So I think many, since quite a number of people have this experience, you know, like, one daytime or one nighttime, kind of going through an incredible experience like that. You know. Samahabit. Kind of you know, short-term experience or whatever. So how you like that? Like that, even remembering, you see, if one can remember, then just if you're remembering, you know, just retain, reach the text, just you remember that it just stops the, you know, the experience. It changes the you know, view, the, you know, you see, the appearance of the hell, you see. So, even Dharma, you see, at the time of that, is even one just take with Dharma. Just if that one does get a lot of then even Sangha, you see, at the time of that, even just thought of you see, thought of Sangha, you know, just devotion thought of Sangha, you know, just devotion thought of Sangha. Even that, you see, you know, positive mind towards Sangha, you see, even that mind, it saves, even dies with that thought, even that saves, you know, it helps to, it protects to not reincarnate in the, in unfortunate realms. And so now, here, you see, now, in order to be free from samsara, you know, to be completely free from samsara, then taking refuge alone, Buddha, taking refuge to Buddha alone, you know, not enough, you see, taking refuge to Dharma, you know, there's not enough Sangha. It's like very severe. Very severe, you see, patients have to love a doctor, the medicine, and nurse, all three, and also, you see, serious patients who live in the hospital, you see, has to need all these three, help all these three, so it's like that. So we say, we are very severe, say, patients, you see, the of chronic disease, the delusion, like see, chronic disease of the self-cherishing thought, and then self-cherishing thought, then you know, the basic things, you know, then delusion is ignorance, anger, attachment. So see, without beginning, see, from the beginning is rebirth, see, this, you know, this different thoughts, this from where all the karma and all the, you see, disease comes, all the disease, you know, all the, you know, suffering of, you see, the hell, the animal, human beings, from where all this suffering arises, you know, so it's from those, you see, delusions, you know. So, yeah, so now first, so therefore, you see, to be completely free from the whole entire suffering, not just only Lord, but the whole entire suffering, inside, and all the cause, karma, and delusion, everything, then we have to rely on, you see, but Dhamma Sangha, you know, then, only then you can be free from the whole entire, you see, suffering. Suffering from certain causes, inside karma, disturbing thoughts. So now, first thing we have to recognize what samsara is, you know. So these aggregates, you know, you see, these aggregates aggregates, you see, there's, you know, aggregates of form, okay? Form, feeling, cognition, you know, cognition means, you know, this this table, this is rice, this is box, like that. You see, recognizing the object. This is the actual table, this is the actual rice, this is the recognition. Then compounding aggregates. Compounding aggregates is they are 51 mental factors. You know, 51 mental. So there's a body and there's a six conscience, you know, generally, six conscience. Then there's a, you know, other than that, you see, Like this, body and mind, body and mind. For the, as far as the mind, you know, there's six consciousness. Then there's 51 mental factor. Okay, 51 mental factor. So from the 51 mental factor, one take out feeling and the cognition. See, those two mental factors are one take out. Then all the rest, that's what, 49, right? 49 mental factors, they are recognized. They are called compound aggregates. Then the conscience. So these, they are five aggregates. They are five aggregates, you see. Okay? So these aggregates, you know, these aggregates, which is your collection of these five, you see. So these aggregates, you see, caused by, you see, these aggregates. Those aggregates is caused by karma and disturbing thoughts. So we have to understand, you see, now, we have to understand like this, why this is nature of suffering, why we can't have body without pain, why we can't have mind without delusions, why we can't have mind without emotional mind, you know, anger, dissatisfied mind, attachment, ignorance, without self-centered mind, without all these, you know, problems, you see, just clear mind, you know, free mind, you know, and body which cannot experience pain. Why, you see, why our mind and body, why is it not like that? Why is it not like that, you see? Why this nature of pain? You see, mind is, you know, what you feel like that, all those things, you see, mental pain, and as you see, there's a pain of anger, there's a pain of attachment, there's a pain, you see, jealous mind, and so you see, many things. So, there, you see, then, even, you see, even if you press the body like this, if you press the body like this, you know, there's pain. See? If you just press like this, there's pain. If you don't know how to lay down, even when we lay down, we're not careful with pain. Even when we walk, we're not careful, you know, there's pain. You know? So, you see, in every manner, even when one's not careful, you see, very easy to experience pain. You know? So why is this body is like that, you know? That nature. So you see, we have to understand the reason. So you see, now the conclusion that, so you see, if these aggregates, you see, which includes the body, you know, mind, all this. So if this is not created by the karma and delusions, you see, karma and delusion, particularly the ignorance, the attachment and the ignorance not knowing the ultimate nature of the I, the self, you see. Ignorance not knowing the ultimate nature of the self. If this, you see now, you see, if this is not created, if this is not caused by this impure cause, you know, the karma, the action, and delusion. Cause of this is the body of the happy mind. So therefore, in the cause, there's the anger. Delusion, there's no anger. Anger, you see, anger causes, you know, anger causes there. So, the cause of this, you know, the body, human body, is the body which is the border of the happy migration. This is the state of anger. But days like this, generally the anger causes the rebirth of the law, really. Anger causes the rebirth of the law, really. You see, that's the hell. But there's also like this, the anger, you see the, you see also, you see, because in the past life not practiced patience, not having practiced patience, so therefore the very ugly body, very ugly body, and you see the colors, so forth, that is in the past life not having practiced patience. So because of the zeal past life practiced patience, so the, for example, you see, even the time, even those, even the moment, even the hour, even the time when we are angry, our body becomes ugly. When we practice patience, there's a peaceful, kind and peaceful appearance. You see. For example, even that time result. So now, in the long run, so there's a long run effect, you know, from created cause, another life, but another life it affects, it manifests, you see, the next life. Body, you know, because past, you know, having a participation for this life, as a result, the you know, beautiful shape, beautiful body, color, like that. You see. Then, so anger, not in participation, is not completely opposite. So, say, there like this. However, now, so the cause of the, you see, karma and karma motivated by the attachment. There's attachment, you see, karma motivated. Not necessarily all the time, they say, you know, cause of the attachment. There is some cause, you see, which is some karmas motivated by attachment. So you see, like, for example, now, the attachment clinging to this life, to this life happiness, that that cannot cause, that cannot motivate the karma which causes future, you know, good rebirth, you see? Because this action done out of this attachment clinging to this life is non-virtue, you know, all the cause of law, rebirth of the law, really. But, you see, but with attachment, you see, future, you see, attachment to the future life, samsara. Attachment to the future life, you see, samsara, you know, the body, you see, deva, human rebirth, and samsara, professional wealth, and so forth in the future life. So that attachment is seeking samsara profession, so in the future life. But then, you see, out of these, then one makes charity for other sentient beings. Then in the future life, one receive wealth, so forth, you see. Then saving others, or with this, you know, motivation, the attachment, then, and saving others, saving animals, so forth, see, from life danger, causing long life. Then this way, future life, you see, future life, you see, that one has a long life, you see. One deva or human being has a long life. So they are like that. You see. Then, out of attachment, to receive and deva human body next life, then practice morality, you see. So there are, you see, but this practice of morality, you see, this karma, you know, practicing charity, morality, doing outer attachment, attachment seeking the future life, you see, samsara in this deva human body or wealth and so forth. This one becomes virtue. This, you know, this karma becomes virtue. Becomes virtue, even though it's done with the attachment. You see, but it's not done with the attachment, clinging to this life. You know, so, So there's big difference in the effect. So here, you know, and the motivation, the attachment, you know, but it's not attachment clinging to this life, but it's attachment, you know, future life, you see, samsara, you see, deva, human body, world, samsara perfections. So therefore, this motivation, which is a seeking happiness beyond from this life, this becomes virtue. This becomes virtue. Even though it's attachment, but it's a virtue, you see. So therefore, what I'm saying is that our cause of our rebirth, in this present human rebirth, you see, could have the delusion attachment. But it doesn't mean, again, you see, every human body is kind of attachment, not necessarily. Because, you see, you know, without attachment, only to benefit for sentient beings, you know. To benefit for certain things without an expectation, only to benefit for certain things, then you see, you know, make an offering to Buddha, you know, the Dharma Sangha, also bring prostration, you know, it has good rebirth. That causes good rebirth. So even just putting palms together like this to Buddha, you know. You see, without any expectation to receive the very important next life, you see, without any attachment, you see, just to do devotion by the memory quality of Buddha, just doing like this, it becomes cause of future life, you see, the very human body. So, like that, you see, without attachment, you know, sincerely, say, to benefit for other sentient beings, you know, then, you know, offering to Shiva gems, or, you see, like that, you see, there are many things which doesn't have attachment, you know. Seeking future life, endeavor, human body, you see. Without any attachment. Like that, then, you see, with the bodhicitta, you know, renouncement, cherishing, then doing activities, clear good karma, moral practice, morality, making offering to temple gems, then, this is one kind of endeavor, human body. Also, actions done out of emptiness, you know, actions done out of wisdom of emptiness. So also you can have, you see, from that you can have also, future life, you see, good birth. So not necessarily that, that has to have attachment as a cause. You see, the good karmas accumulate with the motivation, bodhicitta, wisdom, real emptiness, then renounce it from that. You see, which causes, you know, rebirth, thereby means rebirth in this life. There are, from this, you see, and the karmas created by this bodhicitta, emptiness, realize emptiness, love is samsara. One can, there's a body, there were him, but received, it is said by Lama Tsongkhapa, even though there's a received, but it doesn't mean bodhicitta, wisdom, realize emptiness, you know, wisdom, realize emptiness, or even just you know, with awareness, with meditation, that was renunciation of samsara. But you see, good karma came with that, with one of these. It's not these three are not not real cause of samsara. Even though you do receive the human body from that, but they're not the real cause of samsara. They're not real cause. Are the real causes, but they're not real causes. So it is anyway explained. Anyway, so like this. So now the conclusion is why, you know, you see, why this aggregates, you know, this body is major pain. You see, why this is content, why this experience so many problems. This, you see, bother mind why there's been so many problems. You see, that why this material pain, if this is not caused by karma and disturbing thoughts, you know, the ignorance, not knowing, the ultimate nature of the I, then if this is not caused by these karma and disturbing thoughts, then there's no reason. Then there's no reason, you see. There's no reason, you see, why this body mind has to suffer. You know, there's no reason. There's no reason. There's no reason, and this wouldn't experience suffering if this is not caused by karma and disturbing thoughts, ignorance, not knowing root, the ignorance, not knowing nature of the heart. Then this body mind would be, you see, would never experience problem. You know, wouldn't be in the chuk pain. You see, never experience unhappiness. You know, hunger, thirst, hot and cold. You see, old age, sickness, all these experience. If this is not caused by, you see, karma and disturbing thoughts, especially ignorance, not knowledge of the adi, not knowing ultimate nature of the I. So now, so the reason why this experience so much of all these problems, why this nature pain, you see. So this is because this aggregates is caused by impure cause, chemical impure cause. You see, caused by impure cause, the karma, the disturbing cause, the ignorance, not knowing the ultimate nature of the I. So you see, this aggregates caused by karma and delusion. That's one thing. That is talking about the creator, who created desire. You see, who created this? Who by oneself? What create? Now, what creates this? What created this samsara? What created this samsara? You see, this aggregates within its nature of suffering. So, you see, by the karma and disturbing thought. So this gives that idea. What creates the samsara? But this samsara, this aggregate, which is suffering nature, which is in the suffering nature, which is the basis of all the problems. So by karma and disturbing thoughts. So now, next thing to understand, these aggregates. The next thing to understand is this aggregates is contaminated. You see, this aggregate is contaminated. Contaminated seed of disturbing thoughts. You see, like having planted seed in the ground, then you see. I say when it meets water, soil, all these minerals, then you see, it brings sprout. You see, sprout comes out. Then, so like that. Now the second thing to understand is this aggregate contaminated seed of disturbing thought. Okay, you see, there's an imprint left on the conscience. You know. You see, by the past delusions, ignorance, anger, attachment, so forth, you see, many of those delusions, then, especially the wrong concept of truly, truly existent I, and ignorance, even the I is merely leveled by the mind, but then you see, what is the I is simply what is merely leveled by the mind, but you see, appearing as existing, as real one existing from your side, then apprehending that is completely true. So that's the ignorance, wrong concept. Wrong concept, why? Because as it believes, you know, and that the I is truly existent, is not true. Because the I is, what is the I? That is simply what is it, you know, merely, what is it merely labeled by the mind, okay? So you see, imprint, seed, you see, some imprint is left in the mental continuum. Seed of this, you know, ignorance and many other delusions. So this aggregates. So this aggregates is contaminated of you see, the seed of disturbing thought. So because that's the seed, you know, imprint, you see, left on the conscience. So in our daily life, when we meet objects, you know, they say the beautiful object, ugly object, indifferent object. You see, when you meet ugly object, anger rises. You know, object is there, ugly object. Then you see, imprint is there, the seed is there. So, you know, good seed is there, and anger rises. Seed of anger is there, so the anger rises. Then meet beautiful object. You see, because seed of attachment is there, then that, you see, attachment rises. Then when you meet an indifferent object, you see, ignorance rises. Because seed of ignorance is there, you see, so ignorance rises. You see, when you meet the various object, then because seed of different delusions is there, left in the past on the conscience. So then by meeting the object, this delusion rises because the delusion rises. Why? Because mistake is that because we don't apply meditation, you know, in that time. When we meet the object, we don't apply meditation. So there's no protection for them, the delusion rises. The other mistake is a fundamental mistake is that in the past lives, you see, we haven't generated a path. We haven't generated the immediate path, you know, true path and true cessation of suffering. There's the actual Dharma, which is the actual Dharma. We haven't actualized this and, you know, and it's completely ceased the seed of delusions, you know, completely purified. It's cleaned away, you see, the seed of delusion. So that didn't happen in the past life, you see. So that's why the seed is still there. And then our day-to-day life, you see, didn't get to apply meditation, which is so there's no protection from the seed, you see, by meeting the object, then delusion arises. Then this delusion, from this, delusion arises, now the delusion, you see, this ignorance and attachment, you see, now the motivated karma. It's a motivated karma, okay. The action. Then it motivated karma. Then the karma action leaves imprint. Karma action leaves imprint of conscience. So this imprint, you see, then you see, the sprout coming from the seed, you know, you see. Or you see, the you know, in the film you printed many in the film you see you printed figure of people, house, place, many things in the film you see, movie or picture. Then you see by putting in the machine, you know, then then with the electricity, you see, then you're able to project. If you go on another paper or on the Apple project on the movie screen or TV screen, however, like this. So this imprint, you know, left by, you see, karma. So then this imprint has a, from this imprint, this imprint manifested out. This imprint, you see, get manifested out. This imprint can manifest out, you see, future life samsara. This imprint, you know, left by karma motivated by delusion, because it's come from the seed. You see, manifests. This imprint get manifested, get you see, materialized, actualized. You see, future life samsara. Future life samsara. You see, future life aggregates. You know. Either association by the mind or just conscience. It's formless realm, then only conscience, you know, only mind. But if it's not formless rebirth, if you like, then association by the mind. That is aggregates. So then you see, then again one experience suffering samsara, you know, all the problems, you know, whichever realm one recognized. So goes so then again with that samsara, you see. Again that samsara, you know, people are samsara is contaminated, you know. It's created by like this one, created by karma and delusion. It's contaminated seed of delusion. Because seed is dead, again, delusion rises, multiple karma, again, you know, leaves imprint in the mind. That imprint, you see, get actualized, again, visualized sometimes. So, again, experience the suffering of that realm. So it goes on and on, with sort of endless, so like that, you see. So now, you see, why this is called samsara. Why this aggregate is called samsara? You see, this aggregate, creates cause of future life samsara. So this aggregate creates future samsara. Okay. So continuation of this aggregate joins to the next life, and that continuation of aggregates joins to the next life. So goes on like that. No? So this continuation. Continuation of this samsara, you know, continuation of this samsara did not have beginning. You know? Continuation of this samsara did not have beginning. No beginning. You know? So like as how I explain now, you see, from this samsara creates, how it creates future samsara, so like that, you see. if we didn't achieve liberation in this life, then this, you see, didn't achieve enlightenment, didn't achieve as a enlightenment, liberation. Liberation for self nor enlightenment. However, you see, then you see, continuation is again joined to the next life. So like that, you see, the continuation is aggregates, you know. This aggregates is continuation of the past life, is samsara. And the past life, I guess samsara is continuation of other that past life. So like this, continuation of this aggregates, you see, did not have beginning. It's beginningless. Okay? So you can see now the samsara, continuation of samsara did not have beginning. Continuation of samsara did not have beginning. Okay? Continuation of samsara did not have beginning. Okay? Continuation of samsara did not have beginning. So therefore the experience of suffering of samsara, she did not have beginning. So this aggregates, you see, continuation of this aggregate joins from one life to another life, you know. So that's what is called. These aggregates, you see, it circles from one life to one life. These aggregates circles, you know, from one continuation of this aggregate circles from one life to another life, you see. Like that, you see. So because of that, then this is called circling. You know, meaning samsara, meaning circling. You know, like we call bicycle, you see, bicycle that cycling, a motorcycle always turns, you see. Then because the function is turning all the time, turning, you see. Circling, so they call it bicycle, motorcycle. So same thing, Sanskrit, samsara, but what it means is that in Tibetan it's korwa means circling. Korwa, Tibetan is much clearer, see, from all the, korwa means circling. So, because function, what it does is circling, see, one after another, you see. So therefore, this is called korwa, circling. Then term that is Sanskrit samsara. So therefore, now, So therefore now, if you don't break continuation of this, if you don't break, if you don't stop, if you don't end, if you don't break this samsara circling, you know, samsara circling, draining from one life to another life, if you don't break it, if you don't break it, then you see, if you don't break it, then endlessly we have to suffer in samsara, you see. You see, one has to circle, you know. What circle is this aggregate samsara? You know, whose circle is the I? So like that. I, you see, the I, you know, whose circle is the I? The I who exists by depending on this aggregate. You see? So now like this. So now until we break this coordination, you see, this aggregates, you know, this samsara circling on one life to another life. Until we, as long as we don't break this, say, until we break this, and we continuously have to experience suffering samsara. That we see, the suffering of pain, all the problems, what common people, you see, we have met Dharma, what they can recognize as problem is suffering pain. Then, by hunger, thirst, you know, hot and cold, so forth, separating from desirable object, you know, meeting, as a having worry, fear to meet at an undesirable object, all these things. So, suffering pain, and then suffering changes. So that is the temporary pleasures, you know, temporary pleasures. With this, you say samsara. With this samsara, you see. You know, when we offer to Buddha, you see, when we offer to Buddha, you know, the sound, music, when we offer to Buddha sound, you see, you know, the food for sense of, you know, the tongue, flower, the light of the eye, so forth. When we make this, you know, different offerings to Buddha, when Buddha's senses enjoys this, when they experience, you know, pleasure from these offerings, that's not suffering. You know, because there's not suffering. That is not suffering, because there's no suffering feeling. Buddha doesn't have suffering feeling. They're feeling, you see, by meeting this object of senses, is not suffering. You see, it's the feeling what they experience by meeting the object of senses. You see, that doesn't have, you see, that doesn't have suffering. So it's a pure happiness, bliss, you know, you see, great bliss for the experience. But for us, you see, with our samsara aggregates, the senses, the form, sound, smell, taste of the sense objects, when we meet, you see, the feeling, you see, even if it's a desirable object, you know, beautiful sound, beautiful taste, you know, sweet smell, even if you see, desirable object, you know, object of our senses, you know, even though they are desirable object, you know, but the feeling, what we experience, is that is the nature of suffering. The feeling is only suffering. In other words, the feeling, what we experience, is only suffering. So you see, example, you know, that. So first we fill some of the thirst, you see, and then we when we drink water, you see, there's a feeling. So now how that there's a feeling, there's a feeling. Now how that feeling is a nature of suffering. So that is important to see, to analyze. Now like this. The when we drink the water, after feeling some thirst, when we drink the water, so that there's a feeling caused by that. You see, the suffering of thirst is stopped from great the say action, previous action not drink, not having drink, previous action not drink. You see. Which is created, feeling which is created by that, feeling which is created by that action, the thirst. So that one, because now you change the action, it's drinking. So there, so because that, because of the new action, you see, so the, so previous action is not drinking, action not drinking, then you stopped. So, and then the suffering is the thirst, stopped from great, you see. Because the new action, the drinking, you know. so there's a different feeling. There's a different feeling. There's a feeling that's created, there's a feeling that created, compounded by the, you know, new action, you see, the second action, drinking water, you see. The point is, you see, how this is suffering feeling. So now if one continue drinking on and on, you see, water, all the water, ice water, on, you see, then, you see, the, say, this action drinking, you see, see, it increases, you know, see, it increases the discomfort in the body, see. Gradually it increases, you know, the discomfort becomes more and more and more and more. So you see, the suffering of thirst stopped, from great to small, and the feeling that was created there after that by drinking, that you see, until the discomfort become too gross, you know, until it become noticeable, then it's called pleasure. Then we label that feeling pleasure. We label it pleasure. When it become noticeable, then you see, become suffering or pain. When it become noticeable, when it's not noticeable for our mind, you know, when it's subtle, the discomfort is subtle, not noticeable, then we label that feeling as a pleasure. So actually the discomfort started right from the beginning, you know, right from the beginning, after we drank the cold water, you see, right at that other, that first action, drinking, that immediately compounded the feeling which is the discomfort. You see, that first action already compounded discomfort, you know. But it's so subtle, you know, so small. So therefore, you see, it didn't become noticeable for our mind. So there, because it did not become noticeable, so we label it pleasure. No? Forever. So you see, we label it pleasure and appeared as pleasure. Yeah. Appeared as pleasure, but it's not pure pleasure. It's not pure happiness. Because it's the feeling that we label is discomfort, unnoticeable discomfort. You see? So like that, you see. So like this, same thing. You see, with this aggregate samsara, whatever sense object we use, it's all the feelings like that. Even it's music, but after some time, you see, the action, listening to that music, longer continuity, you see, then more sometimes become more less interesting, more tiresome, more boring. So like that, you see. So however, all the feelings that which we generate, say, which is created by, you see, meeting the object of senses, the desirable object of senses, you see. So all these feelings, you see, until as long as it's unnoticeable, that is discomfort, then, you see, we label pleasure, you know. So when it becomes noticeable, you see, then it becomes a problem. Then we call it problem. You know, this, you see, boring. That's say, you know, you see, what you're discussing. So like that, you see, become suffering pain. So like this. Even the sense of pleasure is the nature of suffering. So like that, you see. Then now, these two sufferings are based on these two sufferings. If you don't have this third suffering, you see, this samsara, you see, as explained before, caused by karma and delusion, contaminated seed of disturbing thought, which is pervasive, then compounding means this aggregate creates again, you see, future samsara, you see, by clearing the cause. So this is pervasive compounding suffering. So those two sufferings, you see, if you don't have this, the third suffering, pervasive compounding suffering, then we wouldn't experience those two other suffering. But as long as we are not free from this pervasive, this samsara, the pervasive compounding suffering, then continuously, you see, those two other problems also we experience, you know. So therefore now, until we become free from samsara, so we are continuously attacked, you know, by these three types of suffering. You see, whichever place, you know, as long as we're in samsara, whichever place we live, it's a place of suffering. And with whomever we company, you see, friend of suffering. And whatever enjoyment we have, you know, it's enjoyment of whatever enjoyment we experience, the enjoyment of suffering. So as I explained before, for example, I introduced before with our samsara aggregate senses, when you meet even the desirable sense objects, I described how the feeling is the nature of suffering. So like that, you see, whatever enjoyment, as long as we're in samsara, any enjoyment we have is the enjoyment of suffering. Nothing is definite. As long as we're in the samsara, nothing is definite. The relationship, so forth, that changes from life to life. Life to life, then, you see, even with 1 year, month, even one day. So as long as we are not liberated from samsara, then, and you see, the samsara exists, nothing definite. Then doesn't give satisfaction. You see, how much we received your name? And then you're leaving the body again and again. How many times do we take the body? You see, you have to have a powerful, beautiful body, whatever human being has to be left, again, has to be left. I cannot have all forever. Then joining the, again, to the, say, mother's mother, so like that. So same thing one can think about the father, you see. Like to join again. So this body which we think, you see, this body which we think, you see, clean, pure, comes clean. However, which we clean so much, you see. So this is actually a collection of this, you know, father spirit, you know, father. This father spirit, then that one continuation, another father, that continuation, another father. So, uncountable father, like that. So this is a continuation of all these fathers, father. Then this is, this body is made of blood, you know, from mother's mother. So uncountable. Even if we make all this earth, you see, into pills, you know, by counting, say, mother's, even not enough, you know. All this earth is not enough to count mother. So this body which we see, think in you know, pure and clean, you know, clean, you see, so much. Is it in reality, so all these fathers and all these mothers, you know, you see, I'm counting father and mother, you see, this say collections of the, you know, say, you know, the what is it, sperm, they say the blood, some came from their body, you know, impurity came from their body. So this is what it is. So however, it's for this will also become reason, become meditation, you know, mindfulness of the body, that you see, mindfulness nature of the body. You see, and then to stop rising attachment, you know, clinging, so much clinging to this body, you see, like that. So in this way, you see, clinging to this body, attachment clinging to this body become cause of samsara, ties oneself to samsara, you see. So then this way breaks the attachment, you know, cuts off attachment. And this way there's no cause which ties oneself to samsara, you see, it's like that. The purpose of thinking this way, which is reality, maintaining this way, the benefit is that. So however, nothing definite, that even no matter how high big one become, the samsara is a position, you know, high rank, position, you see, you can't stay all the time there, you know, again one has to come down, like the, say, the king, like this life king, but next life, you know, become slave, or at the lower realm, born as animal of those lower realm beings, or become slave. So nothing definite to become, if you want to become higher, never want to become lower. So there's nothing to cling. Then you see one dies, one get born. In those times, you see, nothing come. See, when one dies, you see, even how many millions of population, or, you know, for example, the kings, how many millions of population one has, how many thousands of friends or companions one has, cannot bring even one with oneself. You see, even this body has to learn, all the conscience has to go, like the hair. When we pull the hair from butter doesn't come out, only the hair comes out, so like that, all conscience. So in the hell, the companions, they don't come. For whom we created so much karma, for whom we work so hard and create so much good karma. I say, so when one is in hell, experiencing suffering of one's own karma, nobody comes to share. You see, only ones of our own has to experience. So how about? Yeah, like this. So only if you're suffering, as long as until we don't become liberated from samsara, until we're not free from samsara, you see, eating, sleeping, walking, whatever we do, whatever lives, different lifestyle, is the only nature of suffering.